Investing for Dummies by Eric Tyson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Investing for Dummies, written by Eric Tyson, is a comprehensive guide to investing for beginners. It covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of investing to more advanced topics such as retirement planning and portfolio management. The book is written in a straightforward and easy-to-understand style, making it accessible to readers of all levels. The book begins by introducing the basics of investing, such as the different types of investments, the importance of diversification, and the risks associated with investing. It then goes on to discuss the different types of investments, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and real estate. It also covers the different types of accounts available, such as 401(k)s, IRAs, and 529 plans. The book then moves on to more advanced topics, such as retirement planning, portfolio management, and tax planning. It provides detailed information on how to create a retirement plan, how to manage a portfolio, and how to minimize taxes. It also covers topics such as estate planning, insurance, and investing in alternative investments. The book also provides advice on how to choose the right investments for your goals and risk tolerance. It discusses the different types of investments and how to evaluate them. It also provides tips on how to research investments and how to select the right ones for your portfolio. Overall, Investing for Dummies is an excellent resource for anyone looking to learn more about investing. It provides a comprehensive overview of the different types of investments, how to evaluate them, and how to create a retirement plan. It is written in an easy-to-understand style and is suitable for readers of all levels. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your investment goals. It is important to understand your investment goals before you begin investing. This will help you determine the best investment strategies for your individual situation. Understanding your investment goals is essential before you begin investing. It is important to take the time to consider what you want to achieve with your investments. Are you looking to save for retirement, build wealth, or generate income? Knowing your goals will help you determine the best investment strategies for your individual situation. For example, if you are looking to save for retirement, you may want to consider investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other retirement accounts. If you are looking to build wealth, you may want to consider investing in real estate, stocks, and other investments that have the potential to appreciate in value. If you are looking to generate income, you may want to consider investing in dividend-paying stocks, bonds, and other income-producing investments. No matter what your investment goals are, it is important to understand the risks associated with each type of investment. You should also consider your time horizon and risk tolerance when selecting investments. Taking the time to understand your investment goals and the associated risks will help you make informed decisions and maximize your returns. Main idea number 2. Invest in a variety of assets. Diversifying your investments across different asset classes can help reduce risk and increase potential returns. Investing in a variety of assets is a key component of a successful investment strategy. By diversifying your investments across different asset classes, you can reduce your risk and increase your potential returns. Investing in a variety of assets can help you spread out your risk and ensure that you are not overly exposed to any one asset class. For example, if you invest in stocks, you can diversify your portfolio by investing in different sectors, such as technology, healthcare, and energy. You can also diversify by investing in different types of stocks, such as large cap, mid cap, and small cap stocks. In addition to stocks, you can also diversify your investments by investing in bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, ETFs, and other asset classes. Investing in a variety of assets can help you achieve a balanced portfolio that is tailored to your individual risk tolerance and investment goals. By diversifying your investments, you can reduce the risk of losing money due to market volatility and increase your potential returns. When investing in a variety of assets, it is important to understand the risks associated with each asset class. Different asset classes have different levels of risk, and it is important to understand how each asset class can affect your portfolio. Additionally, it is important to understand the fees associated with each asset class and how they can affect your returns. By understanding the risks and fees associated with each asset class, you can make informed decisions about how to diversify your investments. Main idea number 3. Research investment options. Researching different investment options is essential to making informed decisions. Consider factors such as fees, past performance, and risk when evaluating investments. Researching different investment options is essential to making informed decisions. When evaluating investments, it is important to consider factors such as fees, past performance, and risk. Fees can vary greatly between different investment options, so it is important to compare fees and determine which option is the most cost-effective. Past performance can provide insight into how an investment has performed in the past, and can help to inform decisions about future investments. Risk is also an important factor to consider when evaluating investments, as different investments carry different levels of risk. It is important to understand the level of risk associated with an investment before making a decision. By researching different investment options and considering factors such as fees, past performance, and risk, investors can make informed decisions and maximize their returns. Main idea number 4. Consider tax implications. Investing decisions should take into account the tax implications of different investments. This can help you maximize your returns and minimize your tax burden. When making investing decisions, it is important to consider the tax implications of different investments. Different investments can have different tax implications, and understanding these can help you maximize your returns and minimize your tax burden. For example, investments in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds may be subject to different tax rates, and understanding these can help you make the most of your investments. Additionally, some investments may be eligible for tax deductions or credits, which can help reduce your overall tax burden. It is also important to consider the tax implications of different investment strategies. For example, investing in a retirement account such as a 401k or IRA can provide tax benefits, such as tax-deferred growth and tax-free withdrawals in retirement. Additionally, investing in a taxable account can provide more flexibility, but may also be subject to higher taxes. Understanding the tax implications of different investment strategies can help you make the most of your investments. Finally, it is important to keep up to date with changes in tax laws. Tax laws can change frequently, and understanding the current tax implications of different investments can help you make the most of your investments. Additionally, understanding the tax implications of different investment strategies can help you make the most of your investments and minimize your tax burden. Main idea number 5. Understand risk. Risk is an inherent part of investing and should be taken into account when making decisions. Understanding the different types of risk and how they can affect your investments is essential. Risk is an unavoidable part of investing, and it is important to understand the different types of risk and how they can affect your investments. There are several types of risk that investors should be aware of, including market risk, liquidity risk, and credit risk. Market risk is the risk of losses due to changes in the overall market, such as a recession or a stock market crash. Liquidity risk is the risk of not being able to sell an asset quickly enough to avoid losses. Credit risk is the risk of losses due to a borrower's inability to repay a loan. It is important to understand the risks associated with each type of investment and to make sure that you are comfortable with the level of risk you are taking. Different types of investments have different levels of risk, and it is important to understand the risks associated with each type of investment before making a decision. Additionally, it is important to diversify your investments to reduce the overall risk of your portfolio. Understanding risk is essential for successful investing. By understanding the different types of risk and how they can affect your investments, you can make informed decisions and manage your investments more effectively. Main idea number 6. Invest for the long term. investing for the long term can help you achieve your goals and reduce the risk of short-term losses. Investing for the long term is a strategy that can help you reach your financial goals. It involves investing in assets that have the potential to appreciate over time, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate. By investing for the long term, you can reduce the risk of short-term losses and benefit from the compounding of returns. When investing for the long term, it is important to diversify your investments across different asset classes and sectors. This will help to reduce the risk of losses due to market volatility. Additionally, it is important to have a plan in place for when to buy and sell investments. This will help you to maximize your returns and minimize your losses. Finally, it is important to stay disciplined and patient when investing for the long term. Markets can be unpredictable, and it is important to remain focused on your long-term goals. Investing for the long term can be a great way to reach your financial goals, but it is important to understand the risks involved and to have a plan in place. Main idea number 7. Invest regularly. Investing regularly can help you take advantage of dollar cost averaging and reduce the risk of investing a large sum of money at once. Investing regularly is a great way to build wealth over time. By investing regularly, you can take advantage of dollar cost averaging, which is the process of investing a fixed amount of money at regular intervals. This helps to reduce the risk of investing a large sum of money at once, as the market can be unpredictable. Investing regularly also helps to spread out the cost of investing, making it more affordable for those with limited funds. Additionally, investing regularly can help to ensure that you are taking advantage of any market opportunities that may arise. When investing regularly, it is important to have a plan in place. You should decide how much you want to invest each month, and then set up an automatic transfer from your bank account to your investment account. This will help to ensure that you are investing consistently and taking advantage of any market opportunities that may arise. Additionally, it is important to review your investments regularly to make sure that they are still in line with your goals and objectives. Investing regularly is a great way to build wealth over time. By taking advantage of dollar cost averaging and setting up an automatic transfer from your bank account to your investment account, you can ensure that you are investing consistently and taking advantage of any market opportunities that may arise. Additionally, it is important to review your investments regularly to make sure that they are still in line with your goals and objectives. Main idea number 8. Use low-cost investment options. Low-cost investment options such as index funds and ETFs can help you reduce fees and maximize returns. Low-cost investment options such as index funds and ETFs can be a great way to reduce fees and maximize returns. Index funds are a type of mutual fund that tracks a specific market index, such as the S&P 500. ETFs, or exchange-traded funds, are similar to index funds but are traded on an exchange like a stock. Both index funds and ETFs have lower fees than actively managed mutual funds, which can help you keep more of your returns. Index funds and ETFs are also easy to buy and sell, and they can be used to diversify your portfolio. By investing in a variety of index funds and ETFs, you can spread your risk across different asset classes and sectors. This can help you reduce the overall volatility of your portfolio and increase your chances of achieving your long-term financial goals. When investing in index funds and ETFs, it's important to do your research and understand the fees associated with each fund. Some funds may have higher fees than others, so it's important to compare the fees and make sure you're getting the best deal. Additionally, it's important to understand the risks associated with each fund and make sure it's a good fit for your overall investment strategy. Main idea number 9. Rebalance your portfolio. Rebalancing your portfolio periodically can help you maintain your desired asset allocation and reduce risk. Rebalancing your portfolio is an important part of any investment strategy. It involves periodically adjusting the mix of investments in your portfolio to maintain your desired asset allocation. This helps to reduce risk by ensuring that your portfolio is not overly exposed to any one asset class. Rebalancing also helps to ensure that you are taking advantage of any market opportunities that may arise. When rebalancing your portfolio, you should first determine your desired asset allocation. This should be based on your risk tolerance, investment goals, and time horizon. Once you have determined your desired asset allocation, you should periodically review your portfolio to ensure that it is in line with your desired allocation. If it is not, you should make adjustments to bring it back in line. This may involve selling some investments and buying others. Rebalancing your portfolio is an important part of any investment strategy. It helps to reduce risk by ensuring that your portfolio is not overly exposed to any one asset class. It also helps to ensure that you are taking advantage of any market opportunities that may arise. By periodically reviewing and adjusting your portfolio, you can help to ensure that your investments are in line with your desired asset allocation. Main idea number 10. Monitor your investments. Monitoring your investments regularly can help you stay on track and make adjustments as needed. Monitoring your investments regularly is an important part of successful investing. By keeping an eye on your investments, you can make sure that you are staying on track with your goals and that your investments are performing as expected. You can also make adjustments as needed to ensure that your investments are meeting your needs. When monitoring your investments, it is important to review your portfolio on a regular basis. This will help you to identify any changes that may have occurred in the market or in your investments. You should also review your portfolio to make sure that it is still in line with your goals and objectives. Additionally, you should review your investments to make sure that they are still performing as expected. It is also important to review your investments for any changes in fees or taxes. This can help you to ensure that you are not paying more than necessary in fees or taxes. Additionally, you should review your investments to make sure that they are still diversified and that you are not overly exposed to any one particular asset class. Finally, it is important to review your investments for any changes in the underlying fundamentals. This can help you to identify any potential risks or opportunities that may be present in your investments. By monitoring your investments regularly, you can ensure that you are staying on track with your goals and that your investments are performing as expected. Main idea number 11. Invest in yourself. Investing in yourself can help you build wealth and achieve financial independence. Investing in yourself is one of the most important steps you can take to build wealth and achieve financial independence. It involves taking the time to assess your current financial situation, setting goals, and taking action to reach those goals. This could include taking classes to learn new skills, starting a business, or investing in yourself through education, training, or other activities that will help you reach your financial goals. Investing in yourself also means taking the time to develop a financial plan and budget, and sticking to it. This will help you stay on track and make sure you are making the most of your money. When investing in yourself, it is important to remember that it is a long-term process. You may not see immediate results, but over time, the effort you put in will pay off. Investing in yourself can also help you build relationships with people who can help you reach your goals. This could include mentors, colleagues, or even friends and family who can provide advice and support. Finally, investing in yourself can help you build confidence and self-esteem, which can help you reach your financial goals. Main idea number 12. Invest in real estate. Investing in real estate can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate passive income. Real estate investing can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate passive income. It can also be a great way to build wealth over time. Investing in real estate can be done in a variety of ways, such as buying rental properties, flipping houses, or investing in REITs. Each of these strategies has its own advantages and disadvantages, so it's important to do your research and understand the risks and rewards associated with each option. When investing in real estate, it's important to understand the local market and the potential for appreciation. You should also consider the costs associated with owning and managing a property, such as taxes, insurance, and maintenance. Additionally, you should consider the potential for rental income and the costs associated with finding and keeping tenants. Real estate investing can be a great way to build wealth over time, but it's important to understand the risks and rewards associated with each strategy. It's also important to do your research and understand the local market before investing. With the right strategy and research, real estate investing can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate passive income. Main idea number 13. Invest in businesses. Investing in businesses can be a great way to generate returns and build wealth. Investing in businesses can be a great way to generate returns and build wealth. It can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and reduce risk. Investing in businesses can also provide you with a steady stream of income, as well as the potential for capital appreciation. When investing in businesses, it is important to do your research and understand the company's financials, management team, and competitive landscape. You should also consider the company's growth potential and the potential risks associated with the investment. When investing in businesses, it is important to understand the different types of investments available. You can invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other types of investments. Each type of investment has its own advantages and disadvantages, so it is important to understand the different types of investments and how they can help you achieve your financial goals. Additionally, it is important to understand the tax implications of investing in businesses, as well as the potential risks associated with the investment. Investing in businesses can be a great way to generate returns and build wealth. However, it is important to understand the risks associated with the investment and to do your research before investing. Investing in businesses can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and reduce risk, but it is important to understand the different types of investments available and the potential risks associated with each type of investment. Main idea number 14. Invest in stocks. Investing in stocks can be a great way to generate returns and build wealth. Investing in stocks can be a great way to generate returns and build wealth. Stocks represent ownership in a company, and when you buy stocks, you become a part owner of that company. When the company does well, its stock price increases, and you can benefit from the appreciation in value. Additionally, many companies pay dividends to their shareholders, which can provide a steady stream of income. When investing in stocks, it is important to do your research and understand the company you are investing in. You should look at the company's financials, management team, and competitive landscape to get a better understanding of the company's prospects. Additionally, you should consider the company's risk profile and decide if it is a good fit for your investment goals. It is also important to diversify your investments. Investing in a variety of stocks can help reduce your risk and ensure that you are not overly exposed to any one company. Additionally, you should consider investing in different sectors and industries to further diversify your portfolio. Finally, it is important to have a long-term investment strategy. Investing in stocks is a long-term game, and you should be prepared to hold your investments for the long haul. This will help you avoid the temptation to make short-term decisions that could be detrimental to your portfolio. Main idea number 15. Invest in bonds. Investing in bonds can be a great way to generate income and diversify your portfolio. Bonds are a type of debt security that can provide investors with a steady stream of income. When you invest in bonds, you are essentially lending money to a government or corporation. In exchange, the issuer of the bond agrees to pay you a fixed rate of interest over a set period of time. At the end of the bond's term, the issuer will also return the principal amount of the bond to you. Bonds can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate income. They are generally considered to be less risky than stocks and can provide a steady stream of income. Bonds can also be used to hedge against inflation, as the interest payments are usually fixed. Additionally, bonds can be used to reduce the overall volatility of a portfolio, as they tend to move in the opposite direction of stocks. When investing in bonds, it is important to consider the creditworthiness of the issuer. This will determine the likelihood of the issuer being able to make the interest payments and return the principal amount of the bond. It is also important to consider the maturity date of the bond, as this will determine when you will receive your principal back. Finally, it is important to consider the current interest rate environment, as this will determine the rate of return you will receive on your investment. Main idea number 16. Invest in mutual funds. investing in mutual funds can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and access professional management. Mutual funds are a type of investment vehicle that pools money from many investors and invests it in a variety of securities, such as stocks, bonds, and money market instruments. By investing in a mutual fund, you can gain access to a professionally managed portfolio of investments without having to do the research and analysis yourself. Mutual funds are also a great way to diversify your portfolio, as they typically invest in a variety of different securities. This helps to reduce the risk of investing in any one security, as the performance of one security may not have a significant impact on the overall performance of the fund. When investing in mutual funds, it is important to understand the fees associated with the fund. Mutual funds typically charge an annual management fee, which is a percentage of the total assets in the fund. Additionally, some funds may charge a sales load, which is a fee paid when you purchase or sell shares of the fund. It is important to understand these fees and how they may affect your returns. Investing in mutual funds can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and access professional management. However, it is important to do your research and understand the fees associated with the fund before investing. By doing so, you can ensure that you are making the best decision for your financial goals. Main idea number 17. Invest in commodities. Investing in commodities can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and take advantage of price movements. Investing in commodities can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and take advantage of price movements. Commodities are physical goods such as oil, gold, and wheat, and they are traded on exchanges around the world. Investing in commodities can be a great way to hedge against inflation and other economic risks. Commodities can also provide a great opportunity for investors to make money in both rising and falling markets. When investing in commodities, it is important to understand the different types of commodities and how they are traded. Commodities can be divided into two main categories: hard commodities and soft commodities. Hard commodities are physical goods such as oil, gold, and copper, while soft commodities are agricultural products such as wheat, corn, and soybeans. Each type of commodity has its own unique characteristics and risks, so it is important to understand the differences before investing. It is also important to understand the different ways to invest in commodities. Investors can buy and sell futures contracts, which are agreements to buy or sell a certain amount of a commodity at a predetermined price on a specific date. Investors can also buy and sell physical commodities, such as gold coins or bars. Finally, investors can invest in exchange-traded funds, ETFs, that track the performance of a basket of commodities. Investing in commodities can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and take advantage of price movements. However, it is important to understand the different types of commodities and how they are traded before investing. With the right knowledge and strategy, investing in commodities can be a great way to make money in both rising and falling markets. Main idea number 18. Invest in alternative assets. Investing in alternative assets such as cryptocurrencies and collectibles can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate returns. Investing in alternative assets can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate returns. Alternative assets are investments that are not traditional stocks, bonds, or cash. Examples of alternative assets include cryptocurrencies, collectibles, real estate, and commodities. Investing in alternative assets can provide investors with the potential for higher returns than traditional investments, as well as the potential for diversification and protection from market volatility. Cryptocurrencies are digital currencies that are not backed by any government or central bank. They are decentralized and operate on a peer-to-peer network. Investing in cryptocurrencies can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially generate returns. However, it is important to understand the risks associated with investing in cryptocurrencies, as they are highly volatile and can be subject to extreme price swings. Collectibles are items that are bought and sold for their rarity and value. Examples of collectibles include coins, stamps, art, and antiques. Investing in collectibles can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially generate returns. However, it is important to understand the risks associated with investing in collectibles, as they can be subject to market fluctuations and can be difficult to value. Real estate is a tangible asset that can be bought and sold for its value. Investing in real estate can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially generate returns. However, it is important to understand the risks associated with investing in real estate, as it can be subject to market fluctuations and can be difficult to value. Commodities are physical goods that are bought and sold for their value. Examples of commodities include oil, gold, and silver. Investing in commodities can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially generate returns. However, it is important to understand the risks associated with investing in commodities, as they can be subject to market fluctuations and can be difficult to value. Main idea number 19. Use investment strategies. Using investment strategies such as dollar cost averaging and portfolio rebalancing can help you maximize returns and reduce risk. Dollar cost averaging is an investment strategy that involves investing a fixed amount of money at regular intervals, regardless of the share price. This strategy helps to reduce the risk of investing in volatile markets, as it ensures that you are not investing all of your money at once when the market is at its highest. By investing a fixed amount at regular intervals, you are able to take advantage of the market's fluctuations and buy more shares when the price is low. Portfolio rebalancing is another investment strategy that involves periodically adjusting the mix of investments in your portfolio to maintain the desired level of risk. This strategy helps to ensure that your portfolio is not too heavily weighted in any one asset class, and that it is properly diversified. Rebalancing your portfolio can also help to reduce risk by ensuring that you are not overexposed to any one asset class. By using these investment strategies, you can maximize your returns and reduce your risk. Dollar cost averaging and portfolio rebalancing can help you to take advantage of market fluctuations and ensure that your portfolio is properly diversified. By using these strategies, you can ensure that your investments are working for you and that you are getting the most out of your money. Main idea number 20. Use financial advisors. Working with a financial advisor can help you make informed decisions and achieve your investment goals. Using a financial advisor can be a great way to ensure that you are making the best decisions for your financial future. A financial advisor can help you understand the different investment options available to you and can provide guidance on which ones are most suitable for your individual needs. They can also help you create a plan to reach your financial goals and provide advice on how to manage your investments over time. With their expertise, you can be sure that you are making the right decisions for your financial future. Financial advisors can also help you stay on track with your investments. They can provide regular updates on the performance of your investments and can help you adjust your strategy if needed. They can also help you stay informed about changes in the market and can provide advice on how to respond to them. With their help, you can be sure that you are making the most of your investments. Finally, financial advisors can help you stay organized and on top of your finances. They can help you create a budget and track your spending, and can provide advice on how to save and invest your money. With their help, you can be sure that you are making the most of your money and that you are taking the right steps to reach your financial goals.